Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zchus for refuah shleima for Yehuda Leib ben Basha. Today's shiur is Masechet Tainis daf Chof Aleph. We will begin on daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph at the top line of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Ilfav Rabbi Yochanan Havagarsi Baraisa. Ilfav and Rabbi Yochanan were learning the Chikloi Milsa, Tuva, and both of them was suffering from poverty. Amri, so they said, Nekem v'nezel v'nevet iska. Let us go and do some business. V'nekayim b'nafshin, and we will fulfill within ourselves the pasuk that says, Efes klo yilcha b'cha evyon. The Torah HaKadosh tells us that when the Shemitah year comes, there's a rule of Shemitah's ksofim, that any money that owed to someone, he has to cancel the debt. But the Torah says that even though one will act in such a way, and he will forgive his debt, says the Gemara, the Torah says, Ephes kilayir b'cha evyon. The Torah promises that he will still be able to sustain himself. And as Rashi explains in Masechta Sanhedrin, their intention by going out to work was l'shem shemayim. They realized that if they're going to remain learning, they're going to have to rely on being supported from other people. And therefore, if they're going to be supported from other people, that will detract from their schar in this world. And therefore, they said the schar in Olam Emes. And that's what I said, let us go work, and then we will be able, kayim benafshin, that all of the schar for our learning, we will receive. And they sat down under a wall that was in bad shape, the karkarchi rifta, and they were eating bread. Two malachim came, v'sham Rabbi Yochanan d'amal chad l'chavrei. Rabbi Yochanan heard one malach say to the other malach, nishdalai ha'gudah v'niktalena. Let us throw the wall on these individuals. Shemenichin chaya olam habob. They're giving up chaya olam habob. They're giving up learning for oiskim b'chayah shah in order to go out and work. And as we explained in a previous year, the Gemara says that when somebody is in a shasakana, when somebody is in a situation where it's not simple, so when a shemayim, they look at this individual and they decide if this individual is deserving to be saved or is this individual not deserving to be saved. And that's why here, as long as they were learning Torah, they had nothing to be concerned about. But now that they were no longer learning Torah, that's why sitting under such a wall is something that called their situation into examination. And the Mashal explains that these two malachim are the two malachim that escort all of us. We have a malach toiv and a malach ra. And when they were sitting under this wall, the malach ra was the one that started saying they don't deserve to live. Amalei idach, the other one said to him, Shafkinu, dikabu chad kaim l'shata. One of these two individuals is still supposed to survive, and therefore, let's leave them. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Shama. Rabbi Yochanan heard this conversation. Ilfa lo Shama, but Ilfa did not hear this conversation. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, Shama ma midi? Have you heard anything? Amalei loy. So Rabbi Yochanan said to himself, Midi Shama no, since I did hear this conversation, Ilfa lo Shama, and if I didn't hear this conversation, it's a proof that I'm the one that's going to be successful. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, Ehader v'uki b'nafshoi, I'm changing my mind, and I want to fulfill the other pasuk that the Torah says, Ki kolayachtel evi mekar av aretz. The Torah tells us that there will always be poor people, and we have the obligation to support them. And therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Hadar, Rabbi Yochanan went back to learn Torah, and Ilfa loy Hadar. And Ilfa did not go learn Torah. So, how do we reconcile, asked the Mashal, these two psukim? First, the Gemara quoted a pasuk "Efes Kloye Becha Evyon," and then the pasuk says that "Kloyechtel Evyon in Eretz." There aren't going to be poor people. There are going to be poor people, says the Mashal. If a person is not learning Torah, so the person should go to work. He should not chas v'shalom be poor and not have to rely on the community to support him. But if an individual is able to learn Torah, even if the price of learning Torah is that he's going to be poor, then he's allowed to do so. The Mefarshim also discuss why is it not considered Rabbi Yochanan sort of misled Ilfa, because they explain that even though Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara said that he wants to go back to learn because he's heard that he will end up being the Rosh Yeshiva, that wasn't the real reason why he went back to learn. He went back to learn because he heard how the Malachim was saying to each other that Menichen Chaya Olam Vayiskim B'Chaya Shah. So because he heard that, that's what spurned him on to go back to learn. Ilfa didn't hear it, so he didn't have that to get him to go back to learn. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell Ilfa that statement that he heard the Malachim speak to him? Because Rabbi Yochanan actually explains Ben Yoyada was doing it for the benefit of Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan knew that Ilfa actually was a greater Talmud Chacham than he was. And he knew that if they go back to learn and they're going to have to appoint the Rosh Yeshiva, Ilfa will be appointed to that position first. But because Ilfa will be appointed to that first, he will have to pass away in order that Rabbi Yochanan should be able to receive the appointment. So because Rabbi Yochanan actually was concerned about Ilfa and did not want to see Ilfa taken from this world, he decided that it's better that he not tell him. The Preet Tzaddik says that Rabbi Yochanan was the individual that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma discusses. Says the Gemara in Masechta Yuma that tells us that Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that there was a woman who was pregnant and she got a craving to eat something. And they said to that woman, they whispered in her ear, the pasuk, "Beterem etzreich bebeten yedatich," that you already predestined from when you were in your mother's womb for greatness. So Rabbi Yochanan knew that he was destined to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and therefore he realized that he should not stop learning, he should go back to the Yeshiva. Says the Gemara, and indeed, ad os Ilfa, until Ilfa returned from going to do business, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Yeshiva, and as the Gemara says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph teaches us Gadlei HaKohen Gadol Me'achiv Gadleihu Mishalachiv, that you have to make sure that the Kohen Gadol should be wealthy. So here too, Rabbi Yochanan, not only did he become Rosh Yeshiva, but Baruch Hashem, he also had Panosa. Amrlai Yasa Mavagaris, if you would have remained here and learned, the people said to Ilfa, "Lo have a Malach Mar." Rabbi Yochanan would have never been appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva. Ozel Tala Nafshe Beskayr the Sfinta. So Ilfa went, and he sat on the mast of a tree, and what he was trying to say was that even though the pasuk says "Lo b'shemayim hi v'lo me'eva l'yam," and the Mashal explains that the Gemara says "Lo b'shemayim hi l'timtza Torah begasei ruach." You won't find that people who are arrogant will be successful in the learning. You won't find people who go out to do business as being successful in learning. Ilfa said about himself that even though, as you see, I've gone out to do business, I will show you that that has not in any way affected my learning. And I'm still the same Talmud Chacham. Vamar, and he said, "Iyikad the Shali, if there's anyone that could ask me a question with Masnisen, the Bechir Rav Oishia, if anybody could ask me a question, the Bechir Rav Oishia taught us, which are considered the most authoritative brises, V'lo Peshtina Lama Masnisen, and I won't be able to show a source for that halacha in a Mishnah. Nafilna Meskari the Sfinta of Tavano. I will jump off the sip and drown. Of course, the Silmas Chaim says that isn't this considered Ma'avid Atzmi L'das? A Jew, of course, is not allowed to commit suicide. So how could Ilfa said, I would jump off? He says that Ilfa was certain that he had nothing to be concerned. He was certain that he would be able to answer every question. The Ben Yoyada says that Ilfa was an expert swimmer. And since he was an expert swimmer, he knew that even if he would fall into the sea, he would be able to swim. Another pshat that he suggests is that Ilfa did not mean it seriously. He was just trying to express that even though he had gone out to work, he was still a great Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, also Saba, so there was this person who was an elderly person with Tanalei, and he taught him, he said the following braisa, Omar, Tanu Shekel Abonai B'Shabbos, a person who's giving out, who's dividing up his assets, he's about to pass away, and he says that give my children every week a shekel. Vein ruin la salam sella, but the shekel is not enough for them. They need a seller, which is double the shekel. The halacha is no salam sella. We give them a seller. Because we're certain that the reason he said this was just to get them to work on their own, not rely on the inheritance. But certainly it was the father's intention that they should have enough panosa. However, if he used different wording, he said, don't give them only a shekel. So he was very specific in saying, don't give them a shekel. Even though they need more, the halacha is, since the father was so firm in what he said, the halacha is, ein nosalem el shekel, we only give them a shekel per week. Furthermore, im amar mesu, when my children pass away, if there's anything left from my estate, Yeshua Chayim Tachtehim, other people should be the ones that will get that rest of the estate. Bein Shama Tanu, whether he used the word Tanu Shekel, or whether he used the words Al Tetnu, it's clear that its intention was that they should not get more than a shekel a week, and therefore the halach is, Ein Nois Lamel a Shekel, the halach is, we only give them a shekel. Amalach, Amalei Hamani, so they asked Ilfa, whose opinion does this represent? Said Ilfa, it's the opinion of Rameya. Dama Rameya teaches us in Masech Tiksubis, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames, where the Gemara speaks about a situation where somebody left money with an administrator to buy a field for his daughter or to give her a dowry when she gets married. And then he died and his daughter got married. And the daughter says, give the money to my husband. And I trust him that he will do what my father wanted should be done with the money. The halacha is that this administrator has to do what the father said and give the money and use the money as the father told him to use it and not give it to our husband. Here too, when the person, because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, and therefore since this was what the halacha, the husband said, this is what has to be followed. So the Chasam Sofer explains that why was it specifically this halacha that Ilfa taught us, that Ilfa was teaching us that Ilfa was upset that he wasn't learning Torah. So he showed this braisa to Ilfa to say that you see that a father could say, don't give my children more than a certain amount because I want them to go work and I want them to go earn the money themselves. And therefore, this that you went out and earned money yourself is not something that you should be upset about. Says the Gemara, Amar Alav, Anocha Mishkamzu, they said regarding Anocha Mishkamzu, Shayasuma Mishtei Anav, he was blind in both eyes. Gidem Mishtei Yadav, both of his hands were cut. Kitem Mishtei Riglev, both of his legs were amputated. V'kal Gufay Mole Shchin, and his entire body was full of boils. V'ragle Mitasoi, Menachem B'sfolim Shamayim, and the leg of his feet were in pails of water, kedei shlo yalo alav namalim, that ants should not be able to crawl up on him. Pamachas hayis metas menachs bais ruah, his bed was once in a house that was about to collapse. Bikshu talmida lefanes metisai, and his Talmidim wanted to remove the bed from that home. Amalem, so he told them, Benai, my children, Penu, Esakalim, first take out everything from the house, and only after that, Achub, Kach, Penus, Mitosai, clear out my bed. Shemuftach lachem, I am confident that Kozman Shani Bebayas, as long as I am the house, Ena Bayas Neufel, there's nothing to be worried about. So the Ben Yoyada asks, it's difficult to understand, is this what that Nachmish Gamzu was trying to say, that I'm confident that nothing bad will happen to me? So he explains what he was trying to say was that I know that the Sultan is happy to see me in Yisurim, and he doesn't want to see me dead, because once I'm dead, I won't be suffering anymore. And therefore, I'm confident that he won't take me away from this world. On the other hand, the Mashah explains that Nachmish Gamzu was a tzaddik, and therefore, we were concerned in a previous year that a person shouldn't stand b'makom sakana. But even though a person shouldn't stand in a makom sakana because he may not have the schusim or he may lose the schusim, that's not by a tzadik gomer. But ask the Gvur Sari, if that's the case, in our previous year, the person who was upset that they should not be put into a place of danger was Rav Ada Bar Hava. And Rav Ada Bar Hava was also a tzaddik. So why was he concerned when he was put into a danger? So Rian Yaakov says that Nachmish Gamzu and Rav Ada Bar Hava were both tzaddikim. But the difference between Nachmish Gamzu and Rav Ada Bar Hava, that Nachmish Gamzu, as we see, was not only a tzaddik, but he was a person who suffered tremendous yisurim. And therefore he was confident the schus of the yisurim would protect him. The Gevuras Ari says there's a difference between l'chatchil and b'diyevid. One l'chatchil should not put himself into a place of danger, even though he's a tzaddik. Our Gemara, however, says the Gevuras Ari, is referring to already after the fact that Nachmish Gamzu was already in this home, he could remain there. Says the Gemara, Pinu Kalim, so they indeed first took out everything from the house, and then they took him out, and Nafal Bayis in the home collapsed. Amalei Talmidach, Rebbe, v'chimeach shetzadik gomerata. Now we see that you're a tzaddik, and not only a tzaddik gomer, as we just explained, and that's why the house did not fall as long as you were there. So the question I asked him was, lama osloch kach, why did you deserve such a terrible punishment? And as the Mashal explains, the Gemara discusses there's a tzaddik vital toivla, the tzaddik v'raloi. There's a tzaddik that has a good in this world, there's a tzaddik that doesn't have a good in this world. And the Gemara says, what's the difference? And the Gemara says, tzaddik v'toivloi is a tzaddik gomer. And therefore, the Talmidim asked him, as we just saw, you're a tzaddik gomer. You were able to stay in the house even though it was in such bad shape and not be concerned. So if you're tzaddik gomer, why are you suffering so terribly? Amalei, b'ni ani garamti la'atzmi. I was the one that caused this should happen to myself. Pamachas hayisim ha'alach b'derech l'beischami. I was once traveling to my father-in-law's home. V'hoye imi masas shalosh shechamarim. I was carrying with me three donkeys. Achat shemachal, one was carrying food. Achat shemishta, one was carrying drinks. And achat midim agadim, different types of delicious spices or good things. And a poor person approached me, v'amali, Rebbe panaseini, give me something to eat. And I said to him, wait till I'm able to get it off the donkey. Lois bakti, however, he says, I cannot get the food off the donkey. He was in a terrible situation, and he passed away immediately. So says Nachmish Gamzu, Hanachti v'nafalti aponav, I fell on his face. V'marti enish lechosu aleinecha, my eyes who did not have rachmanis on your eyes, you saw me should become blind. Yodai shlechosu yodecha, my hands which did not have rachmanis on your hands, yiskadmu should be cut off. Ragli shlechosu raglecha, my feet that didn't have rachmanis on your feet, yiskatu should be amputated. For the Niskar Radati Nachem Eshgamzu said, I still wasn't satisfied. At Shemati Kol Gufi Yimuel Eshchin, my entire body should fill of boils. Amaloi, Oile Shirinu Kach. And the Talmidim, when they saw him in this terrible state, they said, how terrible it is that you're in such a situation. It would have been worse the other way. Because if I suffer in this world, then I will not have to suffer in the next world. And that's why he said, it's fine that I'm in this situation. So the Yerushalmi asks, what should have Nochem Meshgamzu done? He had to get the food off the donkey. So why is he punished till he got the food off the donkey? So Yerushalmi has a different version of this Gemara. He says what happened here was that he went to his father-in-law's home first. And only on the way home from his father-in-law's home did he come back for the poor person. And since he waited for that, since he made that poor person wait, that's why he suffered. So asks the Ben Yoyada, what happened now that the Talmidim asked this question? This was the situation Nochem Meshgamzu was till now. So the Ben Yoyada answers that until now, they assumed that Nochem Meshgamzu was suffering because he did Averis and it should be Kaparas Averis. But now that they heard that he was the one that brought them upon himself, so they asked him, how did you act this way that you should bring this upon yourself? And he said, I took it upon myself that I should suffer at Olam Hazeh, that I should have a wonderful Olam Haba. For my Karlei Nochem Meshgamzu, asked the Gemara, why was he called Nochem Meshgamzu? Says the Gemara, the Kam Nilsa, Davasolakalei, whatever happened to him, he would always say, Gamzu Latoiva. And the Masha asks, the Gemara says, in Masech the Brachas, that we all have to have such an attitude. So what makes Nochem Meshgamzu different? So he says that when the Gemara says Kol Ma'ada Avid Rachmana L'Tavav, it means that when something bad happens, a person is supposed to believe from that Avera, something good, from that bad, good will happen. And you have to hope and wait for that good to happen. Nochem Meshgamzu said that the bad itself that I am suffering is something that I'm willing to take upon myself. Says the Gemara, Zimne Chada Bayil Shtuah Yisrael Dar Lebei Kesar, the Jews wanted to send once a gift to the king. Amru Man Yezel, they asked who should go, and they decided Yezel Nochem Meshgamzu. Nochem Meshgamzu is the right candidate to send. The Melumet B'Nisanhu, constantly Nisim happened on his behalf. They sent with him a case full of Avon, Tovus, Magolius, expensive diamonds and stones. Ozel bossed by Hidira. And he overnighted in a certain inn. Belaila kama hanuch deroy. And that night, other guests in that home, Shakuna Lasifte, took everything out of the case. Melino la Afra. And they filled it up with earth. Mata Hassam, when he got to the king's palace, Shirinu Lasifta, they opened up the case, the Chazina, the Malafra, and they saw that it's full of earth. Boy Malkal Matanulakula. So the king got obviously quite upset and he wanted to kill all the Jews. Amar Kamachaiki be Yehudai. The Jews are ridiculing me. They send me earth. Amma, and what was Nochem Meshgamzu's reaction? Gamzu Latoiva. Os Aliyova Admalek Khadmanayu, and Elio came. And he was disguised as one of the king's people. Maybe this is the earth of Avram Avinu that he used when he went to war with the four kings. The Kavishade Afra Havasaifi, when he threw the earth, it would turn into swords. Gile Avageri, and they would turn into arrows. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Yitin Ka'afa Charboi, Kikash Nidav Kashtai. The earth turned into arrows and stones. Chava had medinasoi d'lamatzel mechvishon. The Gemara says there was a country that this king was in battle for a long time, and he couldn't win that war. Bat k'minei, so they took this earth v'kavshua, and they were able to win the war. Aile l'gvei ginzei, so they took Nochem Meshgamzu into the king's warehouse. And they filled the case by Avon Tovus and Megolus, the Shedra B'Yak Rabba, and they sent him back home with tremendous COVID. And as the Michtam Eliyahu explains this Gemara, Mechtam Eliyahu explains that what happened here was that Nochem Imsh Gamzu never thought and started to question what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Nochem Imsh Gamzu understood is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing and he's doing what's best for us. Kiyosu Bisabahu Dairu, when he came back, he went back to the same hotel. Amrle and the people from the hotel asked him, "Ma'isa ba'adoch da'avelach yikru kolahai? What did you do that you got so much honor and glory, and you got a case full of stones and diamonds?" Amrle ma'adishakli mehochi amtilasim. So he said, "Whatever I took from here, I just took to the king." Susinula derayu. So they all thought that the earth of there where they live is so powerful. So they all broke down their homes from Tinel Bay Malka to bring earth to the king's palace. The earth that Nochem Imsh Gamzu brought, Medidehun, it's our earth, and therefore our earth is very powerful. We're giving it to the king. Batku, so they checked it, and of course it was useless. And the king killed them because he said that you came here to ridicule me, and because of that you all deserve death. We learned in the Mishnah, Ezu Dever, what's considered a Dever that we have to fast for? So we learned, Ir HaMetziah Chamesh Meis Ragli, that if a city has 500 men, that three of them die in 3 days, in three consecutive days, that is considered a Dever. Tana Abaran, Ir G'dol HaMetziah Chamesh Meis V'Elef Ragli. You have a large city that has 1,500 people, Kagoyin Kfar Oko, V'Yotzman HaTisha Meis V'Shloish Yom Zachazeh, and 9 people died in 3 consecutive days, hareza dever. That's considered a dever. But if they died biyom echad, or they in 1 day or biyomim, or in 1 day or 4 days, ain't a dever. It's not considered a dever. Virk tana. If you have a small city, hametziah chamesh meis ragli, that has 500 men living there, kegoyin kfar amikoy, v'yotz men shloish meis and shloish yomim, and 3 people die in 3 consecutive days, zeh hazeh, harei zeh dever. That's considered a dever. B'yom echad, but if they all die in 1 day, or they die in 4 yomim, in 4 days, ain't zeh dever. It's not considered a dever. So the Gvur Sari asks, what's the chiddush that in 4 days it's not a dever? So he answers that, as we're going to speak about in a moment, there's a short tam and there's a shamud. A short tam is an animal that hasn't killed 3 people in 3 days. A shamud is that animal that killed in 3 days. What's the halacha if an animal is a shamud? When does it become a short tam? The halacha is it only becomes a short tam. It only becomes a short tam if three days passed, they had 3 opportunities and it didn't do damage. So here too, the Gemara is saying, only if it wasn't established as a dever, is it not a dever. But once it's considered a dever, we need to have 3 days pass when nobody dies, and only then will it be considered that it's not a dever. Dereikris, says the Gemara, Ir HaMetziah Chamesh Meis Ragli Hava. It was a city that had 500 occupants, and Yotzamen Shloisha Mason Biyom Echad, and 3 people died in 1 day. Goes Rav Nachman Baruch Chizda Tanesa. So Rav Nachman Baruch Chizda right away said they have to fast. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, "Why are you saying this? We learned that a Mishnah has to be 3 days." Come on, says the Gemara Karameya. Dama Richek Negosov Chayiv. That if a Sharmud did damage 3 times in 3 days, he becomes a Sharmud. And we know that a Sharmud has to pay Nezek Shalim versus a Shar Tam that only pays Chatzi Nezek. Kirv Negei Chaysov, his opinion is that if an animal did damage 3 times in 1 day, Leikoshke, then he becomes a Sharmud. So he said if 3 people die in 3 days, it's considered a Dever. Certainly if 3 die in 1 day, it's considered certainly a dever. Says the Mar Amalei Rav Nachman Baruch Chizda Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Leikamar, you should move because you live in a place where your neighbors are not such great people. V'leisa l'gabon, and come live with us. Amalei Tanina. Rav Yosef Emeloi Mekam Hashem Adam Mechabdoi. It doesn't make a difference where you are. El Adam Mechabdes Mekoymoi. A person should not say, well, I'm only, the Meiri explains, a person should not take the attitude, I'm not going to live only in a place where great people live, only in a good neighborhood. A person should be concerned about how he is living and how he is behaving. It makes no difference where he is. Shekem at Sinai, Sinai, says the Gemara, because we find this regarding Har Sinai. So, Kozman Shashchina Shuria love, as long as the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai, Armor Torah, the Torah says, everybody has to distance themselves from Har Sinai. However, Nistalka Shekhinah, as soon as the Shekhinah removed itself from Mimena, from Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, Armor Torah, M'shoich, Ayoivo, Hema, Yalu Bahar. Everybody could go up to Har Sinai. So, the Marsha explains that even though the Pasuk says, Malei Kol Ha'aretz Kavodai, that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over, there are places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to put a Shekhinah. But those places, our Gemara says, don't remain forever. Even though the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai for a while, it did not remain so forever. Became at Sinu, says the Gemara, by Oil Moich of the Midbar. We find similarly regarding the Oil Moich in the Midbar. So, Kozman Shu Natui, as long as the Oil Moich was standing, Amr Tyre, the Tyre says, V'yishalchim and Amenachna, called Tzuruah, V'kol Zov, V'kol Tamil and Mefesh. We know the Tyre goes into great detail in teaching us about the different camps that there were in the Midbar and how people who were Tamei, there were different machnas that they had to be removed from. But once, Hugla Preichus, the Preichus was folded up. Hutra Zav Mitzrayim L'Kanosham, they were all allowed to go back to where they were. And here too, it's not the place, it's the person. Amalai, so he says, Naikim Anol Gabimar, I'll come to live with you all. If you're saying it's just the person that counts, so let me come and live with you. Amalai Muta Yovim Mona Ben Pras, Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, he was a Rav, but his father is not called Rav Yitzchak, because his father didn't have smicha. So it's preferable that I, who am only a mona ben pras, should come to you, it's a mona ben mona, because you are Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, that both you and your father had smicha. Vayavim ben mona, it's inappropriate that somebody who has smicha and his father had smicha should come to it's a mona ben pras to somebody who's not that great. So, of course, that's the pshat that Rashi asks. But many Mepharshim ask, was he trying to embarrass his father? So he says that he was speaking about his financial situation. I am wealthy, but my father wasn't so wealthy. You're wealthy, and your father was also wealthy. And therefore, your father had the schus of tztaka. And because your father had the schus of tztaka, because he was wealthy, that makes you more significant. Says the Gemara, B'surah have a devarta. In the city of Surah, there was a pandemic. But in Rav's neighborhood, there was no pandemic. So everybody assumed that it was because of Rav's great schusim that protected the entire neighborhood. It's Chazalei B'chelma. So he saw in a dream, Rav the Nechfash is Chusei Tuva, Rav who has many Schusim, Hamos Zutrele Rav. This is small for Rav. El Meshumahu Gavra. There's an individual who lives in the town, the Shaili Marav Zvila, that he lends his shovel and his equipment, Lekvura, to anybody who needs to be buried. And of course, explained the Mepharshim, of course Rav had great Schusim and protecting the city. But what they were trying to teach them was that even if Rav didn't live in that city, this person who was this Gevaldig Baal Chesed, the Chesed Shel Emes, that was enough to protect the city. Another pshat that I saw, says the Mashah, we've just been learning in our sugyas that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes for a person, it causes that he should lose his chosim. So what they sent the message was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Rav to lose any of his chusim. And therefore Rav didn't, it wasn't because of Rav, it was because of somebody else. The question is, why did Rav live in such a place? So it goes back to what we learned before. Only if you go to a Makom Sakana is it dangerous. Rav did not go to that Makom Sakana. He was living in a place that became Makom Skana. The Sfasemis has a different pshat. He says, of course, Rav was a great person who lived and had gvaldiges chosim. But the people in that town did not pay attention to what Rav taught them. And therefore, even though Rav has great schusim, if they weren't listening to what Rav was telling them and teaching them, his schusim cannot protect them. But this individual who just actually did chesed shalemis with everybody in the city, that person's chusim, everybody participated in, everybody had an off from, and that's why that person had the schus, that because of him, the city was saved. Says the Gemara, Be'ir Drukris have delecta. In the city of Drukris, there was a fire. And Rav Huna's neighbor, the fire did not spread. And again, everybody thought that it's in the schus of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, they had a dream where they saw a high zitra leil Rav Huna. This, you don't need to have the schus of Rav Huna. Ella, Mishum Heit, Itzasa, there was a woman in that city, the Mechamas Tanura Mishayel Shavutzei. She would constantly warm up her oven, and anybody who needed an oven, not everybody was able to afford the oven, would be able to warm up or cook their foods in her oven. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda, Asa Kamtsi, there's an attack of grasshoppers, the Gaza Tanesa. And right away, as we learned in our Mishnah, was Gaza Tanis. Amalei Lo Kamafsidin, they're not doing any damage. So he said to them rhetorically, are they bringing along their food? As soon as they come to attack, we have to be concerned what was going on. Amalei, Rav Yehuda, they reported to Rav Yehuda there's an epidemic with the pork, with the chazerim that are dying. The Gaza Tamesa, says the Gemara, name of Kosovo, what it, Rabbi Yehuda, Mak Mishleshes Min Echad, if one type of animal is suffering, Mishlechs Mekol Aminim, then we have to be concerned that all types of animals will suffer, and that's why he made the Tainus. Says, well, that's not the Pshat. Rather, Loi, Shani Chazeri, pigs are different, the Damya Renayu Lebnei Nanchi. Their stomachs are very similar to human beings, and therefore, if we see that they're suffering, we have to be concerned that people will suffer as well. And that's why Tosfos says, even if there's only a Magefa by Akum, we have to be concerned that it will spread to Jews. Because it says Tosfos, if we see that if there's a Magefa by pigs, we have to be worried about people. Certainly, from one type of person to another type of person, we have to be concerned. And therefore, the Taisha says that if there's Magefa by the Einim Yehudim, we Yehudim have to be concerned. In fact, I saw that the Meiri suggests the Chazer does mean people, and the Chazer, the Gemara compares Edoim to a Chazer. What the Gemara doesn't mean here to say it was actually pigs that were suffering. It was non-Jews that were suffering. And the Gemara is saying that if the Edoim non-Jews are suffering, we have to be concerned. There's an epidemic in this city called Bechazoi, Gaza Tanesa. So he said they should fast in where he lived. So he said, but Vamachik, Bechazoi is far from here, so why do we need to be concerned? Amalei Lekka Ma'abra Hakka the Pasiklei, there is no natural barrier between us and that place, and since there's no natural barrier, we have to be concerned that it will be spread. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ikka Maisna Ba'ard Yisrael, they reported to him that there's an epidemic in Eretz Yisrael and Gaza Tanaisa. Omar, he said, Im Gevira Loika, if Eretz Yisrael, which the entire world lives off Eretz Yisrael, suffering, Shifcha, we who are much less have to suffer. Why is Eretz Yisrael considered Gevira? Explains the Mashah, because the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael Nevras Tchila, the first country that was created was Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if Eretz Yisrael is suffering, the rest of the world certainly has to be concerned. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we don't fast when there is a dever because there are natural reasons that cause the dever. The only time we have to fast is when we can't attribute to what's going on to natural reasons. But when we can attribute to what's going on to natural reasons, then we don't have to fast. Although, Daruch HaShulchan says that even nowadays, when we see a pandemic, we should daven, and he says we should say K'tiris. K'tiris wards off Tsaris by Gephis, and he says that we don't have to necessarily fast, but what he does say is, what we should do is, we should take the value of the food that we eat every day and give that value to tzedakah, to poor people who don't have what to eat. Tama, says the Gemara, the Gvira v'Shivcha, as we just explained, the reason this was done, because that's Yisrael is the Gvira, and the rest of the world is Shivcha. HaShivcha v'Shivcha, loy. But if one place in Chutz Laretz and another place in Chutz Laretz is suffering, we don't have to do so. We just learned that when there was a tainus, in one place, he did make a tainus in Bechazoi, he made a tainus where he lived, even though they were both in Chutz Laretz, but they were not close to each other. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassam. In Shmuel's situation was different. Kivin Dikishe Yerasa, there were constant travel going from one place to the other place. The Levi Va'asi Ba'adoi, they came all the time back and forth. So therefore, even though they were in two different countries in Chutz Laretz, but there was a real reason that to be concerned that this pandemic would travel. And that's why, even though it was from one place to another place in the Chutz Laretz, Shmuel was Geizer Tainus.